Hello, Medford. This is Emily Childs, and you're listening to Child's Play on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Riot Girl by Daddy Issues, which I thought was a fitting way to start our evening because we're going to focus on the Riot Girl genre, which was born in Seattle in the 90s out of the punk movement. And I actually wrote a pretty long essay about this topic for my social movements class last year, but yeah, so that was Riot Girl, and next we have Moaning Lisa Smile by Wolf Alice. Enjoy!
Some other way out of the old. ever again. Just kidding, please do, I really wanna hang out with you. Never invite me over ever again. Just kidding, please do, I really wanna make out with you.
That was Eye Through Glass at My Friend's Eyes, and Now I'm on Probation by Destroy Boys, which I think is so funny. I love that kind of Fall Out Boy-esque title in the long kind of doesn't really make sense at all. But love that song, and I was listening to that literally on repeat last November. And yeah, then I think I've kind of been playing more, I guess, recent takes, or I guess 2010s era takes on the rat girl genre. So now we're going to bring it back to where it was founded. And this is F and Run by Liz Phair. Enjoy.
I'm not afraid to die.
That was Volcano Girls by Veruca Salt, another personal favorite. The next band, Bratmobile, is really very much so credited with spearheading the Riot Girl movement and even like kind of defining it in those terms. And Riot Girl is Riot Girl. It's like G, three R's, L. And it was like they intentionally, some of the lead singers of Bratmobile, with Bikini Kill, they chose those three R's to like represent like grr, like women fighting back. But yeah, love Bratmobile. This is Give Me Brains.
Oh,
That was Garbage, the queens of teen angsty female anthems. And I think that was, I think I'm paranoid. And I think we should run it back. And this is Only Happy When It Rains by Garbage.
I'm only happy when it rains. Misery down, pour your misery.
That was, you could have guessed it, Ha 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 Armageddon by the Julie Ruin. Some more huge pioneers of the girl rock movement and Riot Girl in general. And, you know, I have a particular affinity and love for this genre of music because I really think it came out of a female response to how horrible they were being treated in the punk community, and that there was an inherent need for female-only spaces in that community. And I just love how when you play the songs back-to-back, the songs from the 90s and the songs that women are still making today for this genre, and they have the same messages and a lot of the same lyrics and a lot of the same allusions and metaphors, and you know, it's just interesting to see how, I mean, not that much happens in 20 years anyway, but just how inherently similar female struggle has been for so long, and how unfortunately, even with the creation of this space, nothing much has really changed in the punk genre. Yeah, so after, you know, some good 90s songs, I think let's some more modern renditions of this genre. Again, it's hard to tell which is which, but this is I Hate My Mom by Girlwood, but I love my mom.
Like a normal girl would.
That was Horoscope by Mommy Longlegs. And believe it or not, both of those two songs you just heard were released in the last 7 years, which I think is kind of crazy. I don't know. I just, especially the Mommy Longlegs song, I'm like, that sounds like it was released during all of this original Riot Girl movement stuff in the 90s. But, you know, to kind of shift a little, I have another one of my favorite Riot Girl genre songs, but en español. This is Me Gusta Ser Una Zorra by Vulpes. Enjoy.
Lolita. Ain't no one Vita. Cheetah. She'll work her way into your mind, make you deaf and dumb and blind. She likes to take her own sweet time. She'll boil you in line, then leave you.
That was Lethal Lolita by The Red Aunts, and I think this is a good time for our public service announcement, because punk girls go to college and get degrees, but it takes more than good grades to get into college. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council. So up next, we have You're Standing on My Neck by Honeyblood, which I believe is featured fairly often in the Daria soundtrack, which is, Daria is so Riot Girl, so 90s, grungy, angsty girl, which I love. I'm all about it. Enjoy.
This is my stuff. Got to get up. I may go pop. Excuse me. Excuse me. I've got to be direct. If I'm wrong, please correct. You're standing on my neck. Look right through me. Say I'm gloomy. So sue me, excuse me, excuse me. La 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 la
previous statement retracted. They definitely sampled the Daria soundtrack, but regardless, it's still the vibes. The vibes are still there. Up next, we have Lunachicks bringing it back to the 90s. Less teeth, more tits.
Misdemeanor on the stage, a mishap, oh, I implore you. It's no mystery, I don't want to know you. But Miss America, I can't ignore you. Can't wipe out all our progress with your little cotton bowl. Slice and dice your face to perfection. Sip up a word and down you fall. Teeth are capped and lip on sucked. Hair is set. Tummy's tucked and boobs are lifted. Across your legs, your pantyhose shifted. Am I smiling enough? Am I smiling too much? Am I tucked in and buckled? Do my tits touch? Hi, how are you? How high are you? Less teeth and more tits, it's never enough. You'll never be good enough. You'll never be good enough.
that was Carnival by Bikini Kill, but I feel like Bikini Kill songs so short. I mean, a lot of these songs, this is definitely by far the longest playlist I've ever had for one of my shows because these songs are all so short. That's another factor of the Riot Girl, the girl rock genre, is that they tend to be very brief songs. So I think, you know, why not hear another? So this is Double Dare Ya by Bikini Kill.
Sorry. Okay, we're starting now. Yeah. We're Bikini Kill, and we want revolution! Girl style now! Hey, girlfriend! I got a proposition, girls of the 90s! Tell you to do what you want! Tell you to be who you will! Tell you to cry right out loud! You got so emotional, baby!
We love it. listen up, voices scatter, 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 listen up, listen up, voices scatter.
The boys wanna be heard, the girls wanna be heard.
That was Boys Wanna Be Her by Peaches. I saved my two best for last tonight. So up next, actually before I announce that, I won't be here next week because I'm going to be in France visiting my friend Logan, who has been on the radio with me before. But this is Emily Childs, and you have been listening to an episode of Girl Rock Child's Play on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and I leave you with the best Girl Rock Riot Girl song of all time, Decepticon by Lil Tigre.
Who took the bomb?